And let's go to another spy now.
The spy Saeed Tanius Al-Alam, his main mission was to monitor the movements of Samir Jaja and the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
He was born in 1958. He is a Lebanese and Israeli spy. He began with spying activities in 1990. He was arrested in 2009 by the Lebanese security services. His main role was to gather information about certain Lebanese politicians and members of political parties in Lebanon. His main confessions and the main aims which he wanted to achieve and the main requests he was given by the Israeli enemy and the information he gave to the Israeli enemy. Regarding the Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, he gave information about when Saad Hariri visited Samir Jaja, the house of Samir Jaja. Regarding Samir Jaja, the head of the Lebanese forces, he monitored Samir Jaja's movements in Ars and the movement of his convoy, and also monitored how he left from Ars, how he went and came from his area. He also monitored the movements of certain politicians in the area of Byblos. Okay, this is the second spy. Notice, the Israeli general requested from this spy detailed information about whom? Is it about Hezbollah? No, he didn't request information about Hezbollah. His role was to gather information about the head of a Lebanese forces group, Dr. Samir Jaja, when Samir Jaja was in Ars and after he left Ars. And during the investigation, a lot of details were also given. And he was requested, this spy was requested to monitor the times and the dates when Mr. Saad Hariri would visit Dr. Samir Jaja. Why would Israel monitor Samir Jaja? Why would Israel monitor Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri? Why? Let everyone answer this question. And this is something, this is an answer to all of those who used to ask the question, why is the killing only occurring against the members of the 14th of March? The reason is they wanted to kill members of the 14th of March so that they could easily accuse Syria and its allies. That's why they were assassinating members of the March 14 movement. And the last confession, he was monitoring how the politicians would go to the cafeterias in Byblos. It's not to my knowledge that Mohammed Fnaish or Mohammed Raad or any Hezbollah official is going to cafeterias in Byblos. Of course, our colleagues in the Free Patriotic Movement go. But most of those who go to cafeterias in Byblos are from the March 14 movement. This spy was requested to monitor the movements to the cafeteria in Byblos. Why is such information being requested?